A few days later, the debate grew even more heated as the tiny Pacific island nation of Nauru, the ISA member sponsoring Barron's company in a mining application, announced it wanted to start mining efforts, triggering the ISA's two-year rule, a clause that allows member states to notify the organization of their intention to start deep-sea mining, even if the regulations governing mining have not yet been formalized. It also triggered international uproar. Deep-sea mining companies are peddling a fantasy of untold profits and minimal risk, said Louisa Carson of Greenpeace Protect the Oceans campaign. Governments who claim to want to protect the oceans simply cannot allow these reckless companies to rush headlong into a race to the bottom where little-known ecosystems will be plowed up for profit and the risks and liabilities will be pushed onto small island nations. Barron, who has invested millions of dollars in preliminary environmental impact statements, describes the abyssal plain where the nodules are located as a lifeless desert where the impact of mining is likely to be minimal, if felt at all. I think we are overthinking this. There is a reason why they are full of battery metals. It's so we can make batteries, he said. If you were to discover a cobalt seam in your backyard, the revenue would, in most cases, belong to you or your government. But much of the world's known deep-sea metal deposits lie under international waters, which means it belongs to the world. First discovered in the Arctic Ocean in 1868, polymetallic nodules can be found in almost all oceans, but are connected to the CC zone. They are widely regarded as geological curiosities until the 1960s and 70s, when several multinational mining consortiums started exploring the potential of the CC zone with mixed results. Despite an estimated yield of 21 billion tons of nodules, commercial interest in mining the CC zone waned, largely because of high extraction costs and the relative abundance of existing sources of the same metals, particularly nickel, on land. Recognizing that the nodules, along with other potentially lucrative seabed mineral deposits in international waters, should be treated as a common heritage of mankind, the UN established the ISA in 1994 under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.